listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I have a problem in people, places, and names and things, because if you listen to Rush Limbaugh, you listen to just all the talk show hosts. I like, don't get me wrong, I like all those people. Sean Hannity. They just keep telling you what people do. And they keep reporting bits and pieces of the news. And then on the news, especially Fox, you don't get much news anywhere else. Even that isn't perfect. But all you get is bits and pieces of things that are happening, reported accurately or otherwise. But still, you don't know what to do with the news. You don't know how to handle all that. And so you are so busy with your marriage and your trouble with your kids, the schools, your work, losing your job. You've got sickness, you're alcoholic, you're 70 million of you are on psychotropic drugs, mind-altering drugs. I mean, this country is a mess. And when I walk, when I go out to the in the streets and into the where people shop a lot in many different places, the malls, and I watch them waddling. I mean, there's few healthy people, small number of healthy people in this country. And if I was a communist or one anybody who hates freedom, and I would gaze upon this population, not saying they're not healthy people, but I don't think many people are healthy, to tell you the truth, mentally, emotionally, physically, one thing or the other, problem with kids. So you're so busy, you know, stuffing yourself with food and waddling down the street, and with your diabetes and your heart problems and going, I mean, it's so serious. Divorce. I'm just trying to think of all the odds and ends I'm missing. I'm gambling. All this lifestyle you've got. You call it freedom? You call that freedom. There's freedom to do right from wrong and the freedom from wrong to do right. But they're both freedoms. Which one do you really want? I think most people are addicted to freedom from doing right thing and killing your conscience is trying to follow you and save you from a life. I can't find the word for it. But they're trying to save you from a life that leads to death. And that's what I'm going to try to do on this program, try to wake you up. And then you say to yourself, oh, what does it mean, wake me up? I'm awake. No, you're not. Well, most of you are not awake. You are awake, but you're not aware. Now, let me qualify that. See, I am a ex-professional hypnotherapist, and what I don't know about that subject, the communists know, but I know how they work, so I can be of great help here. If you will just pay attention and get out of your thoughts for a minute and stop cursing me and thinking I'm crazy somehow, that I can talk to you this way, because America is in very bad shape. And we are in such bad mental, emotional, physical shapes that any enemy looking at us from a distance is licking their chops. Our very existence, as I described, it emboldens an enemy. And the things that are going on in Ukraine, you know, with all the reasonings, Russia wants to save its expatriates from the suffering that's going on in Ukraine, so that's an excuse for them to move in. And so if that works, it looks like it's going to work, but if that works and becomes a sort of a test case, and so it's possible that it could happen to California. you know, if the president or the whatever president comes into power with that same kind of notion in America south of the border here, all the Americas, they get some strange people in power, many of them communists. And so they could do the same thing and say, oh, we're going to just put the troops on the border and we're going to rescue people, our people, because they're being mistreated by the Americans. And that's not the case, but there's plenty of immigrants, you know, illegal immigrants, and also among those illegal immigrants, among them are the terrorists.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters.
I need some serious change. I have so much opportunity and potential to be a different, better person.
1-800-866-8883.
Hi, Roy. Wow, I'm just really amazed to be able to be speaking with you.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
This really does work if it's actually the truth.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
We are headed for destruction. And so we are headed for the midterms. And if both houses fall into Republicans' hands, it's going to be bad enough. I mean, things are going to be awful just the same. And if not, then you as a country and you as a free people will cease to exist. And it's only got just as much time as between now and the midterms. And you've heard me talk about what's going to happen. And you've got to really be an ignoramus, an idiot, not to see that what I'm saying is true. Can you see that you do not have an ordinary government? Can you see that? Can you see, before I tell you what is extraordinary about it, what part you played in electing communism? That's right. And have you heard me say many times that, you know, we're a government of the people, by the people, right? You heard me say that because you say it. It's part of your heritage to know these things. But the point is, to add something to that, to make the point, you get the kind of government you deserve. And I may say, if you don't mind me saying so, that I get the kind of government I don't deserve. I don't deserve this government. I'm an American. I'm from England. And I'm a naturalized American. I had to jump through the hoops to become a citizen of this country. And I'm very grateful for it then. But things are changing so quickly that this might mean not America as we know it, because it isn't now. But the reason why you have a communist government is because you have lost your virtues. A significant number of Americans have lost their virtues. Let me read this to you. This is a booklet you can get on the foundation of you. By the way, I'm sitting in for Rusty, and I've got to make a disclaimer. I don't represent what he says, or anybody else says, any organization, including my own. This is my opinions. I don't deal in opinions. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. I know these are facts, but these are facts you need to understand. But I have to read you this, because I got a pamphlet. You can get this called, let me tell you what it's called. Write it down. Brainwashing. A synthesis of the Russian textbook That's the synthesis, a small amount of it. Russian textbook of psychopolitics. I want you to listen only just for these 6 minutes, please. And if I falter, if I ad lib a bit, forgive me, but I'm going to try to keep to the text. Addressed by Beria, who was the chief scumbag, chief of police, in, you know, just like what a Putin used to be and still is. American students at the Lenin University, I welcome your attendance at these classes, is psychopolitics. Psychopolitics is an important, if less well-known, division of geopolitics. It is less known because it must necessarily deal with highly educated personnel at the very top strata of mental healing. By the way, if I want to change a country, I go straight to the universities, because you have their intellectual people, and people who are intellectual, with some exception, are all knowledge and no common sense. They're an open door to hell. So as a professional hypnotist, that's where I go, and because I understand these kinds of people. All knowledge and no common sense. Too much knowledge makes for a dull boy. You've heard that before. Well, they're dull people, but they've got lots of... They can blabber out all kinds of knowledge and ideas which are not their own, and impress people and get a degree, and they can be in charge of your children. But if I was a communist and I want to take over a country, I'd start with the universities, and that's where it started, basically. Anyway, see, I told you I can't sometimes speak directly from what I'm reading. By psychopolitics, our chief goals are effectively carried forward to produce a maximum of chaos in the culture of the enemy, and which is our first most important step. Our fruits are grown in chaos, distrust, economic depression, and scientific, and I'm emphasizing it, turmoil. What you see on science is not what you think it is. On the various programs that are on science. Some good, mostly not. At last, a weary population can seek peace only in our offered communist state. At last, only communism can resolve the problems of the masses, which they caused, of course. That's what's happening here. The psychopolitician must work hard to produce a maximum chaos in the fields of mental healing. I listen to this carefully. And we have to watch out for our veterans. You don't want those psychologists who come from those schools to be in charge of them, because I predicted they were killing our veterans and picking off the bravest ones first. You know that list. And so you don't want a socialist or communist in charge of your veterans, do you? But that's what you got. See, I told you I can't stay with the text. But he must recruit and use all the agencies and facilities of mental healing. He must labor to increase the personal and facilities of mental healing until the entire field of mental science is entirely dominated by communist principles and desires. To achieve these goals, the psychopolitician must crush every homegrown variety of mental healing in America. Actual teachings of James Eddy and Pentecostal Bible faith healers among your misguided people must be swept aside. See what's happening. They must be discredited, defamed, arrested, stamped out, stamped upon, even by their own government, until there's no credit in them and only communist-oriented healing remains. You must work until every teacher of psychology unknowingly or knowingly teaches only communist doctrine under the guise of psychology. I told you about that before. All these things I've been saying before. So when you send your kids and get a solid psychology class, and you always do, they've got to take class, they're teaching communism and they don't even know it. So you must labor until every doctor, psychiatrist, is either a psychopolitician or an unwitting assistant to our aims. You must labor till we have the dominion over the minds and bodies of every important person in your nation. You must achieve such disrepute for the state of insanity that the authority over the pronouncement that not one statement so labeled will be gained be given credence by its people. You must work until suicide, listen to this one, you must work until suicide rising from mental imbalance is common and calls forth no general investigation or remark. The rate of suicide in America is rising tremendously fast. Okay. With the institutions for the insane you have in your country, prisons that can hold 1 million persons, and this is about, 100 years ago. This is 1920. I was born in 1928, and Pavlov began his work in 1920. So you see, it goes further back than as old as I am.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Roy Masters is going to have an amazing 4th of July seminar at Tall Timber Ranch in beautiful Southern Oregon. And right now, it is absolutely gorgeous with five lakes, a giant gazebo. You have to experience Roy Masters' 4th of July liberation seminar. Liberation from anger, from fear, from guilt, from disease. Your personal Independence Day. You can call 800-877-3227. 800-877-3227 during regular business hours, Monday through Friday Pacific time. Reserve your place at Tall Timber Ranch, 4th of July weekend. The last time they filled up, they were beyond capacity. And if you're ready to have that personal liberation, that personal Independence Day, this is the time to do it. Call 800-877-3227. That's 800-877-3227 during regular business hours, Monday through Friday Pacific time. Make your reservations while you can.
Cure stress can do for you what doctors cannot, but only if you suspect that emotions are behind most of your suffering. Cure Stress is a rechargeable credit card-sized audio device that fits in your wallet with mini earphones. It calms your soul, improves your emotional regulation, and enhances your critical thinking skills by decreasing the clutter in your mind.
He was exactly right. When it hits you and you see the truth, you know. I can't even tell you. I mean, my OCD is better. It's not solved, but it's so much better. And I went to my therapist today, and he immediately looked at me, and he said, "What happened to you?" And I said, "What do you mean?" And he said, "Your whole countenance is different." And I said, "Because somebody very important told me something that was very true."
Go to curestressdevice.com. That's curestressdevice.com. Or call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS.
Also available for MP3 download.
Roy Masters and the Foundation of Human Understanding depend upon your donations to keep this program on the air. What is a donation? Well, to you, it could be a tank full of gas. To a person in need, it could be a cure stress device and how your mind can keep you well book. What is a donation to you? It could be a meal out. To someone in need, it could be Roy Masters' insight about an incurable condition that doctors don't understand. What's a donation? To you, it could be a bottle of wine or a bag of chips every week. But Roy Masters would use that money to help someone in prison and change their life for good. So when you think my donations don't count, you're wrong. Your donations do count. And without you, this program cannot continue to be heard on the air. So please, make a tax-deductible donation. Call 1-800-877-3227 or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Or go to FHU.com right now and make your tax-deductible contribution.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I got some things to tell you. If I recommend you go to get to and Google Brainwashing, a synthesis of the Russian textbook of psychopolitics printed somewhere in between 1920 and 1930. And so I've read some of it, but I've got to read a little bit every day. And you've got to get a copy of this so you can Google it. It's free on the internet. Where the hell do you think I got it from? Years ago. I put little booklets out about 20 years ago, and people picked them up and dropped it like a hot potato because it's already happening to the country. And so you don't want to read this stuff because it's scary. But it's happening. You need to understand what you're up against. Your problems are not really high blood pressure and heart problems. Your problem is your whole country's going down the hill and into hell. You with it. You actually, with your preoccupations, with non-virtuous behaviors, perverse behaviors, nearly all of you, so maybe 70%. Because you've got kids, and they're not drug addicts yet, but they will be, if you're not careful. But anyway, this is what it's... I'm reading halfway through the introduction to American students to the university, Lenin University. He says, with the institutions for the insane you have in your country, with prisons that can hold a million person and can hold them without civil rights or any hope of freedom, you ever see what's happening today? That's what's happening, isn't it? All the things I'm saying is happening. And upon these people can be practiced shock and surgery, so never again will they ever draw a sane breath. You ever heard that before? Well, what does that mean? Frontal lobotomy, right? You must make such treatments common and accepted, and you must sweep aside any treatment or any group of persons seeking to treat by effective means. It's happening. Do you know they did all that frontal lobotomy for many years, and I think they've ceased it. But things are getting worse. They got drugs that treat mental illness. But the mental illnesses are being caused by your media, by sending kids to schools whereby they're teaching psychology. And every college has a psychology classes or psychologist so that you can graduate as a psychiatrist or whatever. But they don't know they're being taught communism. They don't understand psychopolitics. They are useful idiots. They don't know it. You can't see it. I'm a professional hypnotist. I can make you think that my ideas are your own. Absolutely. Absolutely, positively, I can do that to 8 out of 10 people. And hypnosis isn't as respected men in the fields of psychiatry and psychology. You must dominate the hospitals, the universities. You must carry forth the myths that only a European doctor or competent in the field of insanity, and thus excuse amongst you the highest incidence of foreign birth and training. Psychopolitics is a solemn charge. With it, you can erase your enemies as insects. You can cripple the efficiency of leaders by striking insanity into their families through the use of drugs. You can wipe them away with testimony as to their insanity. And by our technologies, you can even bring about insanity itself when the people seem too resistive. Yes, you can. If I push hard on you and I'm mean and you resist, I can take your resistance and put my thoughts into your head just by your reacting to me. Now, I will talk about these things later on. So you can change their loyalties by psychopolitics. Given a short time with a politician, you can alter forever the loyalty of a soldier fallen into our hands, or a statesman or leader in his own country, or you can destroy his mind. You've got those you've got lots of those in your government, in case you haven't noticed it. However, you must labor under certain dangers. It may happen that the remedies of our so-called treatments may be discovered. It may occur that a public hue and cry might rise against mental healing, psychiatry. It may thus occur that all mental healing might be placed in the hands of ministers and taken out of the hands of psychologists and psychiatrists. But the capitalist thirst for control, capitalistic inhumanity, and a general public terror of insanity can be brought to guard against these things. But should they occur, should independent researchers like myself actually discover means to undo psychopolitical procedures, then you must not rest. You must not sleep, eat or sleep. You must not stint one tiniest bit of available money to campaign against it, discredit, strike it down, and render it void. For by such effective means, our actions and researches will be undone. Now, I've been attacked by the media for 50 years, and I have a cure for post-traumatic stress disorder with evidence and strong newspaper, strong evidence. And I won't go into that right now. And every CD I gave to 100,000 CDs to the military, and most of them got better within weeks or months, sometimes in minutes. There's a way to do it. I found it out. I've been doing that for 60 years. Anyway, in capitalist states, you are aided on all sides by corruption. That's right. We got lots of corruption here in this country. Our philosophy of man and the times. You will discover everything, that everything will aid you in your campaign to seize control and use all mental healing to spread our doctrine and rid us of our enemies within their own borders. Use the courts, the judges, use constitution of the country, use its medical societies, its laws to further our ends. Do not stint in your labor in this direction. And when you have succeeded, you will discover that you can now affect your own legislation at will, and you can, by careful organization of healing societies, by constant campaigns about the terrors of society, by pretense of your effectiveness to make your capitalist himself, by his own appropriations, finance a large portion of the quiet communist conquest of any. In other words, you can get the government to finance communism, which is happening. Been happening for a long time. It's called welfare. Well, it's one of the things that's called welfare. So by psychopolitics, create chaos. Leave a nation leaderless. Leaderless. Well, we got a leader, but it's leader. It's pretty leaderless, this leader, if we're talking about him. Kill our enemies and bring to earth, through communism, the greatest peace man has ever known. Now, do you want that mean? Do you know what peace is? What one think, all thinks. See, that's what... Now, I would like to talk to you today, maybe tomorrow, what this peace is, because if... You see, the whole we in America, we have people with different ideas and belief systems. This can work. It has worked. In Israel, we have Muslims living in Israel, and they live side by side with Jewish people. And then you have Jewish people disagreeing with Jewish people. But look, it's working. It's effective. You can mess that up. Just like America is messed up, but Israel's pretty young right now, so there's no chance of a snowflake in Hades that can happen. Israel's too tightly knit and closed together. And even so, if you put enough terror in there, there's enough terror in there that can make people want to yield. Terror can actually make many of the people in Israel want to yield to the terrorists for peace.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Roy Masters is going to have an amazing 4th of July seminar at Tall Timber Ranch in beautiful Southern Oregon. And right now, it is absolutely gorgeous with five lakes, a giant gazebo. You have to experience Roy Masters' 4th of July liberation seminar. Liberation from anger, from fear, from guilt, from disease. Your personal Independence Day. You can call 800-877-3227. 800-877-3227 during regular business hours, Monday through Friday Pacific time. Reserve your place at Tall Timber Ranch, 4th of July weekend. The last time they filled up, they were beyond capacity. And if you're ready to have that personal liberation, that personal Independence Day, this is the time to do it. Call 800-877-3227. That's 800-877-3227 during regular business hours, Monday through Friday Pacific time. Make your reservations while you can.
Cure stress can do for you what doctors cannot, but only if you suspect that emotions are behind most of your suffering. Cure Stress is a rechargeable credit card size audio device that fits in your wallet with mini earphones. It calms your soul, improves your emotional regulation, and enhances your critical thinking skills by decreasing the clutter in your mind.
One day I realized I was becoming more humble. I was more compassionate toward other people, and my whole personality seemed to just calm down from being a very judgmental, opinionated, sharp person to someone who I would listen to what the other person was saying more without being so judgmental. And in becoming more humble, relationships that I'd had problems with that I didn't know how to solve, they seemed to begin to solve themselves.
Go to curestressdevice.com. That's curestressdevice.com or call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS.
Also available for download.
I know a lot of people that say they can't wait to go to New Zealand, but I discovered 30 years ago that you don't have to go there to have the most amazing and beautiful experience of your life, because it's right over the California border. In Southern Oregon, it's Tall Timber Ranch Guest Ranch. Lakes, rivers, the ocean, the Oregon caves. And actor John Wayne, he used to hang out there with his military friend who owned the ranch before it became a guest ranch. Don't fly 10,000 miles before you go to Tall Timber Ranch in beautiful Southern Oregon, just over the California border. Go to FHU.com and check it out right now at FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227 to make your reservations at Tall Timber Ranch, one of the most beautiful places you've ever seen. Your family will love it. There's so much to see and do, and the price is so reasonable. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you won't believe. Tall Timber Ranch. Call 1-800-877-3227 and make reservations right now.
Cure stress can do for you what doctors cannot, but only if you suspect that emotions are behind most of your suffering. Cure Stress is a rechargeable credit card size audio device that fits in your wallet with mini earphones. It calms your soul, improves your emotional regulation, and enhances your critical thinking skills by decreasing the clutter in your mind.
It was a great discovery that changed my life completely. As you can tell by my voice, Friday, I'm a Black American. He made me more objective, and I was been able to help others by being objective and opening their eyes and lifting the veils. And he took me out of the illusions, what I thought was real that wasn't real, and lifted me out of my culture. How I didn't realize how bogged down in my culture and things were. Brought me closer to God, more aware, more alert, and able to help others. And that's the beauty of it. And instead of being dependent, more independent.
Go to curestressdevice.com. That's curestressdevice.com or call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS.
Also available for download.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
The last thing I said to you, that 80% of the country can be mesmerized and made to live other people's lives and be programmed to be communist or whatever you want them to be, with the understanding of psychopolitics, which I'm very familiar with. I'm an expert in undoing it. They say there's no way you can undo it, but there is. I know what that is, so please be nice to me. So let me make clear what I mean by hypnosis. I have 1,000 ways of doing it. You never know that you would acting out, I was acting myself out through you, that your thoughts, you think is your thoughts when they're mine, I planted them. I know how to do that to 80% of you. And there is some resistance, but even those who resist, I know how to do that too. I just didn't need to have political power to do that. But let me tell you what it is. Let's give you one idea what hypnosis is, shall I? Okay, is your wife a nag? Because women are pretty good at that. Yeah, and when men are at it, you know, they do it better. Yeah, when men become the consequence of nag, they have a bigger brain. Maybe that's not the truth, that's not the reason, but the point is, because they've got this, got physical strength, they can do it even better to somebody else, to a wife or anybody. So, but women have the art of it. They have the art of mesmerizing a man. They have the aroma of the energy of their sensual prowess. But that's not it. Not all of it. It's, you know, when they're young, they can seduce you. And when they get old, they can upset you and make you do the same thing. It's seduction. Hypnosis is a subduction of some kind. So you fall to the seduction. The first man on earth fell to seduction. And we won't go into that, but you know you can be seduced. Appeal to your ego. Whatever your needs are, someone will rise to the occasion of it. That's simple. But let me show you how you really can do it to a stubborn person. Unless you have a wife, you have a girlfriend. Well, all she has to do is give you a little sex, but then forget the sex, you're married. There is no sex. You've got a willful wife. What she'll do is keep nagging you, nagging you, nagging you, nagging you, because she wants you, for the reason. Just nag, nag, nag. You keep getting upset. You keep trying to resist. You get angrier and angrier and angrier. Lose your temper sometimes. And she doesn't stop. Nag, nag, nag. Call you all kinds of names. Call you just, you know, you're nothing but a stupid drunk. Just keep on calling it. That's what they're doing to your country. It's called, you know, intimidation, vilification. Just you keep doing that. But if you live with it, it'll work a little quicker. In America, it takes a little longer because you've got lots of people and, you know, and lots of time. And it takes 3 or 4 generations for that to happen on the population, intimidation. You find ways to intimidate. And then we can discuss what all that is, because I've only got a few minutes for this segment. And pretty soon, your resistance will become conformity. And you'll give in for peace. And any of you, every man you see this week has had this done to him, either by his mother or his wife. Now, I just leave it alone, because I know men can do the same thing. I'm not saying, I'm just giving that an example. That is a hypnotic state. You get upset. Even people in Israel who know the history of the genocide, the Holocaust, and it's fresh on their minds, the pressures all around them is producing almost half of them to consider yielding to the terrorists for peace, even though they know they're going to be slaughtered. That's how powerful it is. Just a nag. You could be driven crazy, driven to violence, but most of all, in this point, giving in so that she lives her life through you. And her will is your will, on earth as it is in hell. Isn't that right? That's a hypnotic state, gentlemen. And so, by that means, by intimidation and by pressures, by creating economic chaos, that's intimidation, and that will make you mad, angry, take it out on your wife, have all kinds of problems from there, it comes back on you, by her. And what can you do? You can't find a job. Pretty soon, you pick up unemployment, and then unemployment pays you more than you can get out there, even if you could work. And you belong to that person that has seduced you.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Roy Masters is going to have an amazing 4th of July seminar at Tall Timber Ranch in beautiful Southern Oregon. And right now, it is absolutely gorgeous with five lakes, a giant gazebo. You have to experience Roy Masters' 4th of July liberation seminar. Liberation from anger, from fear, from guilt, from disease. Your personal Independence Day. You can call 800-877-3227. 800-877-3227 during regular business hours, Monday through Friday Pacific time. Reserve your place at Tall Timber Ranch, 4th of July weekend. The last time they filled up, they were beyond capacity. And if you're ready to have that personal liberation, that personal Independence Day, this is the time to do it. Call 800-877-3227. That's 800-877-3227 during regular business hours, Monday through Friday Pacific time. Make your reservations while you can.
Cure stress can do for you what doctors cannot, but only if you suspect that emotions are behind most of your suffering. Cure Stress is a rechargeable credit card-sized audio device that fits in your wallet with mini earphones. It calms your soul, improves your emotional regulation, and enhances your critical thinking skills by decreasing the clutter in your mind.
I've had a rough few years that have not been well, where I do everything too much, be it food, alcohol, whatever. I have the Be Still and Know, the little compact thing. But he said something that finally, it's so crystal clear that it almost takes your breath. And I just burst out in tears, and I thought, that's it. He said, you know, you're in the dark, and if you'll just let that light in, then you'll be fine.
Go to curestressdevice.com. That's curestressdevice.com. Or call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS.
Also available for MP3 download.
Roy Masters and the Foundation of Human Understanding depend upon your donations to keep this program on the air. What is a donation? Well, to you, it could be a tank full of gas. To a person in need, it could be a cure stress device and How Your Mind Can Keep You Well book. What is a donation to you? It could be a meal out. To someone in need, it could be Roy Masters' insight about an incurable condition that doctors don't understand. What's a donation? To you, it could be a bottle of wine or a bag of chips every week. But Roy Masters would use that money to help someone in prison and change their life for good. So when you think my donations don't count, you're wrong. Your donations do count. And without you, this program cannot continue to be heard on the air. So please, make a tax-deductible donation. Call 1-800-877-3227 or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Or go to FHU.com right now and make your tax-deductible contribution.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Something's happening to you and your country, and we're happening through your country to you as a result of your stupid elections, how easily you are deceived. And so more emotional you become, the more easily you become deceived. We live in the day of very clever manipulation. But good is not undone. I have to tell you, there's something good still in America. The freedom of speech, which we're quickly losing. I think you know about Rush Limbaugh, but the agencies have boycotted him, so you can't advertise. Big companies can't advertise on any station he's on. So he's lost half of his stations, in case you didn't know. Yes, I don't know if he told you. It's embarrassing. But we are under fire. And there's only a small number of people in your government. But you've given them the power over you. And they've even changed the generals and the important personnel that run your army. They've already changed. You think to yourself, your own army won't turn against you. Your own army will maybe rebel against knowing that you have a communist as a commander-in-chief, and they all know it. They're not stupid. But there are those in the army, and they have to obey the orders. And you think they would disobey. They might.
But he's already changed the commanding officers, a chain of them, so they don't look any different, and we'll persuade them otherwise. And whatever war we would lose, I'm sure, whatever war is being declared, will be declared very soon. There'll be World War III coming up down the pike. It won't be long before that's going to happen. And so what I've been talking to you about in the midterms is life and death for the United States. And if the Republicans or conservatives get both houses, it's still going to be bad, very bad. Because it's when you still come, when it comes to the midterms, I'll keep telling you, the desperation of the communist mind is, you see, he's doing pretty well right now. And if he can't turn his numbers around before the midterms, it's going to be a crisis. And that crisis is going to be awful. And I've talked to you about it before. I'm not going to do it again. I'm going to keep on at this. Maybe you haven't heard it before. And if you want me to say it again, you prompt me. Send the station a message somewhere, say, get Roy Masters to say what he says is going to happen, because it's going to happen. I can prognosticate. I get it right in a minute. And I can see the future. I moved out of Los Angeles 30 years ago to a little small town and built a network. I saw it was coming. I took my kids out of school, and they didn't get violated and corrupted by that school. You didn't, did you? Over the many, many years, but slowly but surely, I faded away because of media attacks and made sure that my name was so bad that, you know, people didn't want to. I had to go into sequester to sort of duck for a while. I'm back. Intimidation, vilification is the technique they use, and they have to use the media. The media is a very powerful force. People believe what's in the newspapers, right or wrong. It becomes the authority. People are moved by authority. Authority is a dangerous word. And you have to learn to question authority.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Are you struggling with a sexual problem? You need to read Roy Masters' book, Understanding Sexuality. In Roy Masters' book, he says, "The great white father of psychiatry, Sigmund Freud, came very close to basic truth, but before he had quite reached it, he veered off into the outer reaches of scientific confusion. If only he had been able to view the facts that his searching mind uncovered by the light of spiritual discernment, he might have discovered the truth about man's nature. He might have discovered, for instance, that the sex drive in man is somehow linked with and blossoms from a traumatic experience with a parent long forgotten. Of course, but nonetheless, there at the core of his being, surrounded and hidden by the concentric growth rings of subsequent traumatic experience that have binded him to the original violation of his human identity." It's Understanding Sexuality by Roy Masters. Go to FHU.com, FHU.com, or call 1-800-877-3227, or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528.
Stress problems can be cured only by overcoming fear and anger, and never by chemistry. So if you suspect that emotions are behind all your suffering, then my Cure Stress device can really help you. Otherwise, see your doctor. Understand the sheer simplicity of emotion-based problems. You simply cannot overreact to worldly pressures and simultaneously bring forth what is right in your heart without conflict. You cannot serve two masters. This effortless discipline restores your soul to the fount of lost innocence, which, by empowering emotional regulation, reduces the clutter in your mind while advancing your critical thinking skills. With such peace of mind, your addictions just melt away. Cure Stress for Family and Professionals comes in a rechargeable credit card size audio device that fits in your wallet. Go to curestressdevice.com. That's curestressdevice.com, or call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS.
Also available for download.
Whatever the problem,
whatever the situation, no matter how difficult, no matter how challenging, Cure Stress will show you the way to deal with it effectively. Here are some testimonials from the military. This is basic training for the mind. PFC J. O'Ring, U.S. Army Infantry, deployed to Iraq. I have been listening to your Cure Stress for 5 days now, and it's completely changing me. I have been struggling for so long. I feel so liberated. I'm not resentful for my husband leaving again, returning to Iraq. Janie, wife of deployed warrior. Thank you. It saved my life. The peace and inner joy I now have makes my life worthwhile. Sergeant J. Shopsky, U.S. Marine Corps. Call 800-877-3227 or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528 or go to FHU.com. That's www.FHU.com. When you're ready, Cure Stress will work for you.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I said to you, I can mesmerize and cause a person to act against his own interests. I can do it personally. I can do it on 80% of you. And you wouldn't know you wouldn't know it was being done to you. And I gave an example of that. Well, how can you hypnotize a person and make him act against his own judgment? All you have to do is piss him off and keep on being awkward and mean, like your wife. I'm not just going to pick on her because men can be the same way, but you know, we always talk about that, we men, talk amongst each other, so forgive me, ladies. And even a woman who has that, who starts to nag, she may want to nag her husband because he's not a man. She nags him to be a man. She married a man. All of a sudden, he's a wimp. So it upsets her. So she is sort of maternal, so she wants to love him to see maybe love can make him love her as a man. No, he only loves her as a wimp. Don't you get it? So the more she tries to love him, the more wimpy he becomes or more brutal. But let's talk about the wimp one. That woman may not be trying to make a wimp. She's trying to push him to see if a man comes out of him. But because if he's programmed as a child, if he's feminized as a child, and the mother's dominant, he will yield to that woman and become more of a woman than a man. And the wife will hate that. And he will think, well, my wife hates me. Maybe I should buy her flowers and give her a nice car. Maybe then she'll love me. Well, then he encourages her to do that. And after a while, she gets sick of it because she does it. And instead of making him more of a man, it makes him more of a wimp. It goes on like that. But now, this is a person, a wife, not intending to do that, to make him over in her image and to do what she wants. What she really wants is a man. What she really gets is a wimp and a servant and a slave. And he's trying to think, what does she want from me? He tries to read her mind, to get to deliver to her what he thinks she wants. That's what all people pleasers do, don't you? Hey, people pleasers, that's what you do. You read the person's mind to see, what does he want? Maybe he'll love me. You men do it, don't you? Stupid jerks. So when I say I can hypnotize 80% of you, that's one way to do it. And that's a person not even trying. I said, I know how to mesmerize and mind control 80% of the country. Really easy, especially if you've got media and newspapers and that stuff. And it takes a period of time, but the potential is there. And I gave the example. And I said, well, let me give you an example. And I gave it. You know, you go to even a woman who doesn't want to mesmerize her husband and make him weak and wimpy and subservient, which is what the communists want. That's the state of mind. So once you become, well, once she does what I just said, let me say it again. She wants to, she picks a man who seems like a nice fellow, not like a father. And so she decides that there are not many men, but here's a nice one. And then she finds out he's weak. And she doesn't respect that. Women are like, good women are like that. They want a man that can say no to discordant ideas and unwise and foolish things. Things are not right. Selfish little habits people want. So she doesn't want to get away with that. A good woman, I mean, you talk about good woman, really good one, wants a man that can say no to her foolishness, her impetuousness, her selfishness, and any foolish thing, unjust, and whatever it is that needs to be, what the things that she may want, is not good for her. Her ego demands. A good woman wants a man to say no to that. And she tries a man to see what kind of man he is. And if he fails, he's less of a man. And that upsets her. And she thinks because she's a maternal woman, and men, women do have that proclivity to mother, and we as men and society think of women as maternal and more loving than men. That's all bullcucky. They don't know what love is. They want to be loved, but that could be worship. We'll go that route another evening. But here's a good woman. She doesn't mean to mess her husband up. She doesn't mean to drive him to be an alcoholic. She wants something that she knows she shouldn't have, but she keeps testing him. And to her surprise, he gives in. And that makes her angry. She had this that loses respect for him. And that would be with anyone. Even if you have a boss and he's mean to you, or even kind to you, and you give in, he'll have no respect for you.
I know a lot of people that say they can't wait to go to New Zealand, but I discovered 30 years ago that you don't have to go there to have the most amazing and beautiful experience of your life, because it's right over the California border. In Southern Oregon, it's Tall Timber Ranch Guest Ranch. Lakes, rivers, the ocean, the Oregon Caves, and actor John Wayne, he used to hang out there with his military friend who owned the ranch before it became a guest ranch. Don't fly 10,000 miles before you go to Tall Timber Ranch in beautiful Southern Oregon, just over the California border. Go to FHU.com and check it out right now at FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227 to make your reservations at Tall Timber Ranch, one of the most beautiful places you've ever seen. Your family will love it. There's so much to see and do, and the price is so reasonable. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you won't believe. Tall Timber Ranch. Call 1-800-877-3227 and make reservations right now. Roy Masters is going to have an amazing 4th of July seminar at Tall Timber Ranch in beautiful Southern Oregon. And right now, it is absolutely gorgeous with 5 lakes, a giant gazebo. You have to experience Roy Masters' 4th of July liberation seminar. Liberation from anger, from fear, from guilt, from disease. Your personal Independence Day. You can call 800-877-3227. 800-877-3227 during regular business hours, Monday through Friday Pacific time. Reserve your place at Tall Timber Ranch, 4th of July weekend. The last time they filled up, they were beyond capacity. And if you're ready to have that personal liberation, that personal Independence Day, this is the time to do it. Call 800-877-3227. That's 800-877-3227 during regular business hours, Monday through Friday Pacific time. Make your reservations while you can.